Shalom to everybody. Should have a good and healthy summer. Today I'm not going to start with a new bracha because once in a while it's good to review everything we've done, and we're really starting a little bit of a new tekufa. The past tekufa we were all involved was a tekufa of Pesach. This whole period that we went through, the major change in our lives, started before Pesach, and we were involved in the preparations for Pesach, cleaning the houses, the cooking, shopping, etc., and kamavan, spiritual achronos for the yontif. And then we had the yontif itself, the Leila Seder, uplifting Leila Seder, which the more I speak to people, the bigger feeling of the great Kirvus Elikim, Kiddush Hashem, the Kalei Yisrael made. Every single person I spoke to had only positive things to say about the Seder, even though it was, for many, was very different than they were planning initially. Even people that were by themselves were able to make the best of it and go through the Seder with a feeling of Bereivim Musa Nefesh, of being uplifted by the Seder, that we had 7 days of Achilas Matzah, which we know the idea of Matzah. Matzah is considered a type of spiritual food. It's lamalim and isman even. We make it in a fashion that we do it so speedily there shouldn't be any gaps of time between making it and baking it, because the physical world is under the rule of time. Time is part of a factor of matter. And lamalim and isman, above the isman, that's what matzah is all about. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about. It did it quickly. We should recognize that Klal Yisrael is lamalim min hazman. We have a physical goof, but our Messias is not from the physicality, it's from spirituality, even though we're involved our whole lives in physical things, but that's things we have to do, but not what our essence is, not what keeps us going. So we had 7 days of Achilas Matzah, just like sometimes a person has some poison or something unhealthy in his body, needs to drain it out over a period of time and eat a healthy food, and then he could go back to the regular food. So that's basically what we did. We had seven days of eating the matzah. I think we mentioned before also that the only difference between matzah and chometz is the same letters, just one has a ches and one has a hey. And the difference between the hey and the ches was that the hey has a hole on the top and the ches does not. And represents the hole on the top represents the hole for tshuva. That even if a person falls down the bottom of the hay, in the physical world is represented by hay, there's room to fall down. But we could always go up through the hole in the top. The ches is the letter of chet, of the Yetzirah, of Esav, also is represented with that letters of ches and kuf. And the ches represents yish, despair, I fell down, I can't go up again. And that's what the material world sometimes confuses a person to think that that's what life is about, materialism and the physical drive, the Yetzirah, and I'll never get back to my real self. That's chometz, tachas hazman, under the limitations of the physical world. But now we have 7 days of Baruch Hashem refreshing ourselves, rebuilding ourselves. And part of the idea that we were limited to where we're going, it's a limitation, mitzad echad. Not a pleasant thing, we really want to go out and be together. Mitzad hasheni, we have less things where we could preoccupy ourselves with, and we have more time for our tefillahs. I'm sure many of us, I spoke to many people also that told me that they are taking advantage of it, to take more time for the tefillah, to think a little bit more. That's what we're doing also with our avodah, with the brachas. Not just every day to do something new, but it should be a cumulative thing. We're now in the Sefirah Zayimah, the same idea of the Sefirah Zayimah. Every day we're adding another level of closeness to the Matan Torah. With every bracha, and every day we're saying a new bracha, not Chas HaShom, we're going on to something new and forgetting the old one. We're adding to that binyan that we're building for ourselves, the Olam, or the Sakin Olam, the Malchus Shakai, Hashem's world that we are living in, but we want to really feel it more and more and more and make it more real. And that's the process we went through also, when Klai Yisrael went through. It started off with the shechting of the Korban Pesach, getting rid of the values and the idols of Egypt and the Umas HaOlam, and focusing that anything could be used for Avodas Hashem, even the thing that till now was the idol that took people away. But now, and that the shechting it is Avodas Hashem. With that, we were Zeicha, and the night of the Seder then, and by us also, the Gilui Shechina, that Christ became a different type of nation, the nation that became a receptacle for Ashuas Hashchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kedusha that comes with it, the Siyat HaShemayah that comes with it, and it's all because of that starting point, that we removed ourselves from the Hashpois of the Umas HaOlam, the Hashpois of the material drives, and we focus that life is all about bringing a korban. Korban, as we know, does not mean sacrifice. It means kirva, bring ourselves close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those are the lofty feelings we all had in the night of the Seder, a feeling we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, we went through the entire Chag. And like we said, Mitzad Echad, we were limited. But Baruch Hashem, everybody, as much as we can, lived it and went through it in a fashion that we recognize, if this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is the Nisan Hashem wants us to go to, we'll do it with Simcha. It was a Zman of Simcha. Yontif, every day of Yontif is a day of Simcha. Not only the way we eat, but the way we feel. And Baruch Hashem, we were able to do that also. As we know, a person doesn't have the emunah. This is the most horrible thing for a person to be locked up the whole time. It causes so much tension within the family, within the person. And by us, Baruch Hashem, Adarabba, there was a reason for tension, but each one of us in his way did what he can to overcome it, and Adarab to focus on the Simcha, on the fact how fortunate we are. That's why every day when we're saying these brachas, that's the way we refresh every day. Nichodosh, we did in the Yontif, Mitzad Avodas HaYontif, and then we continued till yesterday, the Shvishul Pesach, the time that we went to Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the epitome of Messias Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We gave up our whole lives to follow the word of Hashem, to go into the Kriyas Yamsuf. That brought us to the Cheiris Olam. That brought us to the Zeh Keli Vanveyu. We were able to perceive the guileless of Hashem, not just the Nisim of the Kriyas Yamsuf itself, but everything came clear to us. We saw greater things than the Nevi'im saw. Every member of Klai saw things greater than the Nevi'im saw. Because we brought ourselves so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. And that's what we went through yesterday, the Shir Hayam, and the people were singing two nights ago, reminiscing, reminding ourselves of the tremendous simcha we had then, those Yoshi of going out. But now we're back to regular life in respect to Moyadim Al Koponim. The Moed is over. And Kamuvan, now is the time to think back at what we have gained from that Moed and make that continue onwards. The idea, like we said, the 7 days of Matzahs is that not to have 7 days of Matzahs and you go back to Chometz, back to the Yetzirah. Chatzah Shalom, we went through that purifying process, 7 days, taking all the Machlis and Nefesh out of ourselves. And making it clear to us that one can achieve Simcha and have a Simcha Yontif with so much less physicality. Because the Rav in America pointed out that this is the first Pesach in who knows how many years that everybody is home. Nobody's going away to these hotels where they have to put on shows for one another and everything else. We could be with one ourselves and just appreciate the family, appreciate our Kodesh Baruch, appreciate what we have. Mishpah was the purest Pesach in modern history, which is a tremendous chus for Klal Yisrael, and this is what we have to do, to take that purity, take that Reimus HaNefesh, that feeling of loftiness, the Avodas Amidus, the ability to have Simcha in every Matzav, and take that onwards, back to the regular schedule. We're eating Chometz, but the Chometz is not going to affect us the way it affected us before, because we already purified, and our system is a new healthy system, spiritually healthy system. We have to create Yom Tov after the Sheva Mois HaPesach. And Baruch Hashem, ourselves as the Kehillah, we are also doing this Avodah together. And I know that a lot of people are listening, but our goal is to have every single person of us be involved in this thing every day. So we should all grow together in the brachas. And like we mentioned from the beginning, the brachas are, every day is a new day. Whatever happened yesterday, happened yesterday. It was a great day, and if it wasn't such a great day, it wasn't such a great day. But now everything's starting again. The neshama is back. The body is renewed. And I recognize that everything I have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. New gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such unbelievable, unlimited gifts that nothing could deter me from focusing on the tremendous simcha. We have more time to daven. You could say that every morning in the Korbanos to appreciate how happy we are, how fortunate we are. We're not like all the other nations of the world. They're involved in Hevel Verik. But we are involved in the real thing, And like we say, every time we say a bracha, we bring down a shefa from the world. Bracha Hashayotza, bring a shefa of health to the world, to ourselves and to the world. And the neshama, mechazek al-kai, neshama, mechazek al-neshama, and the birchas ha-Torah, the recognition, appreciation of the Torah, and the hashpah of the Torah, also is mashpia. If we learn Torah after we made the bracha, if we don't make the bracha, we learn Torah, it's a different type of Torah. We made the bracha and we appreciate that this is a special matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're His chosen nation. And like we mentioned, everybody's involved in that. Whether the ones who are actually learning or the ones who are being mechazik, the other ones, all of us are part of this, having this at the Shefa Toiv, which is from the Torah HaKadosh. And then afterwards, with all the other brachas we were working on, the brachas of recognizing the Sechvi, Bino, the Seichel that Hashem gave us, the fact that we're Klal Yisrael, Mitzvah B'Mitzvahs, each one has a special Avodah. And then we started the Pirut, going individually into the different parts of the human body that we have that are so special. The fact that we have the eyes to interact with the world and use them properly. The fact that we have clothing to wear, which is mechabedas, which also focuses on the nechbodas of Klal Yisrael. We're not an animal, we're a human being, we're a neshama. The physical body is not something that we expose because it doesn't represent us. What represents us is the inner side of us, which is concealed. And the Mate Asurim, the last one, that we were saying, that our ability to get up and remove ourselves, both from our slumber at night and from that Hashem does for us, that's a matter Hashem He does for us, and that we can be matter ourselves from the shackles of the Yetzer Hara by focusing on what we have been focusing on. So, like I said, we are going back to the regular schedule. The Yom Tov is over, but the Hashra, the uplifted state that we receive from the Yom Tov, has to take us onwards. And there will be challenges. Even the little challenges about getting chometz, it's something just to think, okay, and the chanami, we all want to get fresh food and what we need, but we're going to do it in the fashion that's also mechubadika fashion, and if we get it, we get it, if we don't, we don't. If somebody has a way of getting and can help those that cannot leave their houses, adarabba, yitz Hashem, we have to set up some type of system that a person has some type of need, but if the system is not set up yet, you could call in to one of the gabayim or to myself, and we'll try to find a way of making sure that everybody has what they need. And even if we don't have everything what we want, Baruch Hashem, we have what we need, and that's what we have to focus on. That Samech b'chalkeinu, we have what we need, and Mir Hashem, what we want. If we can get it, we will get it. And if we could help one another to get these things that may be harder for some of us to get, we'll help one another. It was beautiful, Kiddush Hashem, in the past. Before Yom Tov, everybody was helping one another, whether it's getting matzahs or getting eggs or doing the shopping. It was a very big Kiddush Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, everybody had what they needed, and it was because we cared about one another. Yes, Hashem, we'll continue onwards appreciating how fortunate we are. We have our special goof, we have a special neshama, we have a special keshwa with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have one another. We're all the Am Hashem, and Mitzvah Hashem together, we will grow, and the time will come soon that we'll be looking back at what we went through now, and we'll say, oh, Baruch Hashem, Hashem sent this for a good reason, and we took advantage of it, and we grew from it, and that, Mirat Hashem, will bring us closer to the state we're all dreaming and aspiring for, but closer to the Gula Mehayev Yemeinu.